flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Ding, 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 ding. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are waiting on, boy, we're having some trouble with the double Scott Wednesday.
Scott said his Uber didn't show up and then he had to drive in.
No.
Oh, God, he drove?
Well, that's what he said.
He's not going to find any parking.
I don't know.
This will be fun. Okay, I guess we'll see him around 9 then. I'm just going to do a regular break.
Just,
I'm not going to worry about it.
Yeah.
All right. It's the Sarah and Vinny show. We're fully capable of rolling with it, so it's not that big. It's just like, what a weird hour just to, you know.
Everything. Well, Scott was there. The first Scott was there, but we were having trouble with the Comrex, right? Or like the connection, something.
Right. So, but we figured it out. We got him on the phone, so we'll hopefully figure this out too.
Ooh. Uber left him hanging.
Oh.
Well, you know, when we talk about the young set who are all, I'd rather just have, what did they call that? MAAS?
Yes. I can't remember what it stood for, but it was like...
But the idea that you'd rather have an Uber. One of the things I was thinking about this just the other day, because I definitely drive too much. And there are times when I say, I don't want to go out tonight, whether it's dinner or anything. I've been in the car all day.
Yep.
No thanks. So there's times when I'm just over it. But you can't Uber to the beach to go surfing. I mean, I guess you could, but then you have to hope someone will come get you again.
Well, what are you going to do with your phone?
All of the stuff. Yeah, right. I don't know how people do things when they find themselves going, I don't have a car and I need to get an Uber to insert a date.
I wonder
like,
if
how
there's...
do you take someone out with an Uber?
Right.
I guess people don't take each other out anymore.
I guess
you
maybe would meet them. I'll meet you there. We'll both Uber over.
Okay.
Maybe you add a stop. You say, I want to Uber to this person's house and we get her and then we do a second Uber situation.
I like these young ladies that are all, I don't care. You don't have to pick me up in a car. I'll meet you there.
I'm going to take my e-bike over. I'm just
and
ride
maybe
that
you'll
over.
Even pay for half of it.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't want to feel like I owe you anything.
Good.
Exactly. The world is very different these days.
All right. Well, good
I'm
luck,
surprised
Scott.
You didn't take the Waymo.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't understand. Scotty, I don't understand you. Just take the Waymo. It's probably less expensive than an Uber anyway. I don't even really know.
All right. Well.
Okay. Here's what I want to do. I want to get in my hot tub. I'm dying for this thing to get to my house. Like, I'm so excited to just like lower myself into the hot steaming water. Mm-hmm. Creative energy. My location is in San Rafael. It's up in Terra Linda. I walked in there and it's just a room. It's a big place filled with all kinds of hot tubs. And they're like, yeah, get in. Just climb in. I mean, none of them have water in them. You're not wearing like the ones in the front. And then so you go in, you sit in all the different things. You go, this one has a lounger built into it. This one's got this has this. You're jumping in, you're jumping out. You go in, you look in at all the different colors and stuff. And then they have like this back room that is a bunch of different hot tubs filled, and you can see like the lights and the water features and all the, I just, it's such a fun experience going in there. And then you pick it out and you're like, okay, hurry, 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 hurry. But it takes time. All these things take time. It's a process. They're great at Creative Energy though. So I can't wait for my hot tub to arrive. And you can get one too. You could start your year off with some wellness and relaxation. Check out Creative Energy. You can find them online at creativeenergy.com. They have a few locations around the Bay Area. Find one near you. I'm like super jelly. I think about you coming in from surfing and just being like, I'm going to get in my hot tub right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. It's got to be a nice feeling. I'm going to just quickly, I just saw Maddie jet out of that room, so I think he went down to get Scott. Not positive, though. So I'll start with the Razzies. Tomorrow, I believe we're getting the Oscar nominations.
Great.
Early tomorrow. So probably by 7 a.m. we'll be able to talk about them. I think don't they start those at like, they might even start them at like 4 o'clock in the morning, like 7 o'clock Eastern
Very
time.
Very early,
you know?
Yes. Absolutely.
But today, oh, there's Scott. Today we've got the 2025 Razzie nominations. It includes Joker 2, Borderlands, Jennifer Lopez, Madame Web. They all have a bunch. But I would like to now completely throw that story to the side and say, Scott Capurro, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I was just reading that story this morning, actually.
About the Razzies.
Yeah. Hilarious. I didn't know that Cate Blanchett makes a bad movie, but there you go, right?
Yeah. Is she the one behind Borderlands? I mean, her, or
yeah,
is, okay.
That's her, with the red hair.
Yeah, right.
Magenta, kind of harsh magenta.
Yeah, it's not a great color.
It's not a great look on her.
Yeah.
And she's a, you know, she's a classic.
You look like you have had quite a morning.
Sorry about this.
I mean, your hair is horrible. You're wearing another awful outfit.
No,
what is going on with you? Ever since Vinny said you were fat, like, it's like your life's falling apart.
You know what, Vinny?
I never said he was fat.
As I say, I brought in a tray of 60 cookies for you, all individually wrapped.
Oh my God.
As he said I was fat. I am. I brought these all the way downtown. There's s'mores. There's double chocolate.
I'll take that peanut butter cookie.
Yeah,
right there,
peanut butter. There's oatmeal raisin. There's a note on the front and the back. These were brought to the show.
Thank you and enjoy. Yeah, so this is a listener of ours who brought him.
Loves you guys.
Thousands of cookies.
He brings baked goods all the time. If it's Edson's birthday, we're in town. He brings cakes. He loves Edson because they talk about guns and trucks and stuff. Guy things, you know, guns and trucks. Guy things. That's a guy thing, right, Vinny?
Well, it seems more guyish than girlish.
Yeah, I guess. I don't own a truck.
Yeah, his truck he can turn on from like 20 feet away. It's so amazing. We walked out to his truck. It was just like, you look like a Christmas tree. You turn it on from like two blocks and started warming up.
This is the guy, Tiny Tim's?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Tiny's Treats.
Tiny's Treats.
Okay, well, he gets there. Well, so, there you go. He gets his plug.
He showed up with two trays of these cookies and then said, I thought Sarah was coming. She said in the air she was coming. I'm like, no, she's not here. He said, oh, I've got a tray for her in the car.
Oh.
But I should have taken them from him, but we were going, you know, walking in different directions. But anyway, we have these, and there's so many. They're so good.
Well, the Odyssey staff will love them.
Yeah. The s'mores are the best, I have to say, to me.
Oh, really? Okay.
So you've been hitting the cookies?
I'm so fat. But the Oreo cookie ones, well, you said it, so I thought, why not?
It's what people expect. Are you going to embrace it?
You know what you said that really killed me?
Oh,
this is the worst part.
Let's relive this.
It's good, though. You said...
Scott Capurro, ladies and gentlemen.
You said,
before people tune out, let me say where you're going to be. January 31st, Clandestine Brewery in San Jose, and then February 4th at the Hearth in San Francisco. That's a very small place, but it's really cute little place.
Yeah, they love you there. And then the 15th, I'm at Martini's. That one's selling really well. I'm not sure why, but it's a great venue as well. So it's like kind of a Valentine's Day show. I'll be singing.
So now back to, you're going to sing.
There's a piano, I sing.
You shouldn't tell people that.
What? I'm classically trained.
So, no, are you, what?
I have a 5-octave range. What are you talking about? I started in musical theater. That's where I started. In Marin.
You forget that I've heard you sing.
What?
So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, pop music is not my specialty, really. I'm more of my voice is more operatic. It's more accustomed to Broadway.
Okay, back to the one thing Vinny said that drove you over the edge.
Oh,
you said,
how deep is that belly button? That's what you said. Oh, I've been staring at it days. I'm starting my own navel, you know, metaphorically anyway. And I'm like, how can I get this? And my husband's like, Capurro, it's too late. It's too late. There's nowhere to go but down with that. I'm like, honey, no. And then he shows up with these cookies. And on the way home from the show, I'm shoving them in. Because I'm the peanut butter person, too. You know why I like peanut butter cookies? Because they taste like peanut butter. Because some cookies, more what that mean, really, you know, or, you know, oatmeal raisin, maybe. But peanut butter, they're delicious. They just,
I know. A good peanut butter cookie simply can't be beat.
What did you go for?
I went for peanut butter.
Yeah, they're really good.
And what did you go for? I saw him snatch one. He's already got it in his mouth.
Double chocolate
aren't
in
they
my mouth.
It's delicious, isn't
they're
it?
They're so good.
Oh, they're so good. Vinny, what are you going to do? Which one?
I'm not going to have any cookies.
You can't do that. You can't tell me I'm fat and then not have a cookie. You have to comb me on this.
He literally brought these stuff into your face.
Seriously, I'm
totally
not leaving.
Sure of it.
You are eating one of these. I'm not going anywhere until you... You are not going to bed until you finish your dinner.
I have a question.
What?
Why such stress this morning? Like, what is going on with you that
your
you
hair
are...
Is terrible.
I haven't
I'm really
showered.
Sorry. I know.
I'm running late.
I usually
what
show
is with
up,
you?
I don't know.
You usually... I mean, and it's not like you got a day job or anything.
I know.
You know, what were you doing last night that you couldn't, like, get
I'm
a good
usually early
sleep?
Here because I have nowhere to go. I know. It's weird. Well, it
is...
Part of it's the taxi. I can't name the company because they screwed up, right? I can't name who it was, but...
Wait, so you're saying you hired a taxi for a certain time and then they didn't... Why didn't you just grab a Waymo like you did last week?
I know. But my car's right there. I thought, oh, I'll just hop in my car. I can make it. And then, the lights all the way. Yes, I know. But I had these in the car anyway. So I thought, well, I want to go with the cookies. I brought these for you.
Like trying to make it anywhere.
You're not
going to
have an Oreo cookie.
I don't know if I am or not. I'm not sure.
I have an Oreo.
Here you go. There's so other. Oh God! It's
you're going to have two cookies now.
Well, yes, she's a two cookie girl.
Of course. Are you kidding me? That's me and John. No kids. Cookies. Naked cookie eating.
Yeah, yeah. See, that sounds great to me. A little whipped cream, a little naked cookie.
Sure, naked cookie.
Sunny afternoon. That's time off. You girl. You go.
Which one? Which cookie does Edson like? Do you know?
Oh, all of them. He's eaten 20 of them. In fact, he said, Kapuro, please take the rest of these to the station because they talk to him at night. Each cookie has a voice, and each cookie,
Edson. It's me, the snickerdoodle.
It's the snickerdoodle, Edson. It's peanut butter. What are you doing over there? Well, I got a peanut butter right here for you. Come on over, that peanut butter.
Fun.
I'm double chocolate. Chocolate. See, there's my classical vocal training coming in. Anyway, yes.
Oh, yes. That was quite
is
a wide
range.
So I'm bloated, but you know what, Finny? I have to say, it felt like a lot. It felt like too much when you said that to me, and I did cry.
No,
and
you did
Sarah,
not.
Sarah, you know, I did cry in here.
He cried on the air.
I cried in here.
He did not.
It upset
everyone.
It upset me because I want you to like me.
I do like you.
Well, I don't. I think that you have a problem with people who have weight issues.
No.
I'm just saying you do. And you
have
know
that problem.
It's so well, it's so weird because I supported you so much during your when you came back to say, you know, all your rehab stuff. When you came back from rehab, I don't know, the first or the third, one of those times, you were huge. You looked like a toaster. No, you were, because you've been shoving it in. No, it was all right. It was all right. You look like a toaster. I thought you were a wedding gift, but it was fine.
It was fine. These are the things he's been thinking about. It's okay. Two weeks. Go on.
You have been shoving it in, but you know what? I support you. And I thought, yeah, you know what? He's supporting me now. This is his own way. It felt like a lot, but then I thought,
these are the words of Scott Capurro.
Well, then I thought maybe it's not enough. You haven't fat shamed me enough. Fat shame me more. Keep me skinny, because that'll extend my life. That's what you're worried about, is the extension of my... If it'll keep me alive longer.
You're saying
longer.
He was trying to help you to be healthier.
Yes, to be a better me than I can be.
Because of how deep your belly button was.
Yeah, how deep is your belly button? How deep is your belly button? Down by fifth octave. Anyway, I'm just saying, maybe we should leave it up to you.
That was your fifth octave.
Maybe.
The range is... Astounding.
We should do a weekly thing with you, I think. Like,
ladies and gentlemen.
Ask Vinny. And they can send a photo and say, how do I look in this? Is this okay?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
You're saying you're going to send him photos of you in like various outfits and positions.
I think other people should send photos in and ask, because people are wondering, do I look okay in this? Am I too big for this? Who is honest enough? Who loves me enough to tell me? I think that's him. Ask Vinny. I think that's it. I think that's, you know, if you want to know, it's a big question.
We got
literally
a question from one of the texters. Parking, isn't Scott old enough to just have a handicap placard?
That's a good point.
Okay,
did you
for
not
one
ask
thing,
doctor for that?
For one thing, can I say it's not handicapped? It's handicapable. I think we all know that, right? It's handicapable. No one says handicapped
anymore. I think
anymore.
It's differently abled.
No.
Yep, it is.
Okay. All right. Well, then it's differently abled. And actually,
I don't know.
I am old enough. Is. But I was thinking of running here with the cookies. I almost ran here with the cookies in the backpack. Because I'm fat.
Epic!
Okay. Oh, man.
I tell you.
Running with the cookies in the backpack.
Honestly, like, I really thought that you were a little bit more together than you're demonstrating. Scott DePearl, ladies and gentlemen, very much a mess. Like, that I feel like you did cry on the air the last time you were here. And that is, I was shocked as well, because I really did think that much of this act that you put on was fake.
No.
Until I saw the tears of truth.
Yeah. I would rather.
Hold on. I just want to jump in here. The classic training for the fifth octave there that sounded more like a squeak than anything.
How deep is your love?
That.
Is your...
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Just good, right? Wow.
It's all fun and games. I do admit, but I will tell you something. He is an excellent actor. He has not even gotten close to who he could be in Hollywood
had I lost weight,
played the game or whatever was necessary. I've seen him live on stage find those tears and make it believable.
Oh, so you're saying it is fake?
He's a great actor.
No, I reach into the pain and suffering of my childhood, and Vinny's there staring back at me. That's what it was.
No.
You put the fork down.
What are you talking about? Your childhood, you've said many times, you had this blonde hair, feathered
you have.
Back.
I've seen pictures of you in Hazel the parade, like looking svelte.
It's costume. I'm an actor.
String beanie.
I'm acting put together. I'm a disaster inside like most other people.
Did you hear him throw in hazel colored eyes?
Well, that's what color they are. What can I say? I can't fake it. They're hazel, right? What am I going to do? You asked. Oh, my God. I'm feeling so relieved right now to let all this out. Thank you, guys. This is really restorative for me. Seriously. I'm so restored by your...
You know what the most annoying thing about Scott Capurro, who's sitting here in the studio with us? Scott Capurro, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
It's that, he's maybe the skinniest, most in shape person I know.
Sweet, you're saving such a lie.
And he... is like, what must he think of the rest of us?
Oh, that you're bloated. Like,
you cookies, by the way.
As I said, but I've never...
Let me help you with that.
No, I think you're retaining. You eat a lot of salt. But you know, last time I was on, I ran home. I'm doing push-ups on Market Street on the way home thinking, this is going to work. The thing is, you have to embrace who you are and accept it, you know? You have to accept it to a certain extent.
Yes, you do.
Right. So, handicap. Sticker on my car.
Tall, blonde hair, hazel-colored eyes.
It's the hardest thing in showbiz. The hardest thing in showbiz. I'm quoting Debbie Reynolds.
I'm sorry,
I'm quoting Debbie Reynolds when I say this. Is being known for something and not being allowed to do it anymore. You know what I mean? Being known for something like Debbie Reynolds and not being allowed to do it.
Because wasn't she allowed to do it anymore?
She's too old and broken. She couldn't dance anymore. And that's what she's famous for, right? Right. But that's why it's why I chose comedy over acting, even though I was a very sought after feature film actor, as we know.
We don't actually know that.
The phone was ringing off the hook. It was in the days of phones. It was a long time ago. But yes, they wanted me. They wanted me to come to Hollywood. Three people did. And I said, no. I'm pursuing a career in comedy because comedy lasts. And they'll have to drag me off the stage, kicking and screaming and dead before I give in. Someday I'll get it right. Someday I'll get comedy right. But in the meantime, I'm eating the cookies.
Well, it looks like you have been eating the cookies.
Man, I'm snacking on the cookies.
Honestly, he sent me so many pictures of these friggin' cookies. I'm like,
They're individually wrapped.
Honestly, don't even, and wax paper, little wax paper, like,
cute?
They're so cute.
With a note on the back.
Note? Oh, thank you and enjoy.
Yes.
Is this guy, does he have a business or is he just doing this for fun?
I don't think he has a business. I think he just enjoys
it. He's just trying to soften you up.
His Oreo cookie actually has an Oreo cookie in it.
It has a full, each Oreo cookie has an Oreo cookie in it.
I don't understand it.
He's feeding me for the slaughter. That's why he's fattening you up. Oh my God.
You're the fatted calf.
Anyway.
Well, is there anything else we could talk about?
I went to a dinner party last night and ate much.
This is why you're so
Persian meat.
Persian meat, and I'm sure you got hammered. And that's why
I've never
seen you.
I know, you
such
guys.
A like, he's
that's
a
what's going on
I
here.
We were drinking wine, and it was really good wine. And I'm like, oh, this is fine. I'm a wine. I'm from here. I can drink, right? You're from the Bay Area. You can slam the wine. You'll be fine the next day. Have a glass of water before you go to bed. That's what Carrie says on Sex and the City. Have a glass of water before you go to bed. bed, you'll be fine. So I drank hot water. I set the alarm for the wrong time. I woke up and Edson said, Kapoor, are you meant to be there? I'm like, what do you mean? And then I saw Maddie's message as I'm in the, I'm like, wait, oh my God. So I realized I've timed this completely wrongly because I ate lamb and chicken. Do not combine your meats. That's the Ayurvedic. Do not combine meat at the same meal. What are you thinking? I think I ate tomatoes too. Oh God. I had tomatoes. I had nightshades and wine.
I knew it.
Oh.
I've just heard this for so many years.
Oh my God. Myself have a brain tumor. Scott Kapoor, give myself cancer.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God.
He's just a walking mess. I've never really
seen you like this.
Like, I get it. Mm. You know, now you're an orphan now.
I'm still drunk. I'm a little bit drunk.
It's very sad.
I drove downtown drunk this morning.
Oh my God.
Well, a little bit.
You shouldn't. What are you doing?
Well,
what do you mean he's an orphan?
What?
Well, both his parents are dead.
Both of them are dead. My dad died.
So now he's an orphan.
That's why I can afford to bring these cookies to you.
But he got his, he finally got his payday. I mean, well, he'd been begging for that.
Yeah, but the
he's trying to minimize it. Like, yeah. I don't know that it was the pay. Either that or he's like really rich now.
He's rolling in it. Guys, look at him.
What?
I know. I'm looking at him. He's a mess.
I've never seen him like this.
Like, have you ever seen him this disheveled?
I've got a VIP space at REI. I got that, right? I got the REI VIP space. So you know about that, Sarah, right?
I do not.
I show up at REI. They're like, here's your parking space, Mr. Kapoor. I give him my membership card. I have that. Thank God.
I don't really know what that is. Is that where you parked this morning?
We got a water filter in our kitchen sink. Thank God. So we have a water filter put in the kitchen sink. That costs a lot of money to have that done. But other than that, no, I'm like you guys, right? I'm struggling. Still struggling.
No, only people with money can look that bad and walk around and
Thank you, Maddie. I appreciate that. Finally, someone honest in the room. Wow.
Check out my bank account.
I look terrible. As I'm running out of the house, it's like, you're not going to make it. That's what he's saying. I'm like, honey, drive me. Drive me. Drop me off. It's like, Kapoor, it's on you. You're not going to make it.
No. Well, you didn't make it.
What a partner.
Although I will say, you could have been way later. I did my best.
Those lights. You know. Oh, those lights. I'm like, honey, you could drop me off. Like,
you come in here, you're a mess. You're this disheveled, and yet you're lashing out at everybody else.
And I brought you snacks. See, I brought you snacks. No, I'm telling you.
I do appreciate the snacks.
I'm telling Vinny, he opened up my eyes. You lie to yourself, don't you? You spend your life lying to yourself. Most people do, right?
It just goes to show you that one little offhanded, jab at somebody can be their undoing. You're looking at a man who's coming apart at the seams right now.
Yeah.
After all these years I've known you, seriously. You're right at your lowest low.
I, as good an actor as you say I am, I can't do the disgust in your face that you looked at me when you saw that belly button. You have to have seen it, Sarah. You have to have seen it.
Are you sure he wasn't just doing it?
Can I do this?
Sure.
I'll do it over the shoulder, my surprise to be over the shoulder look that got me. That got me two films. Okay, this is the look. He did this. See, look. You see what I'm doing?
Are you sure that's just not his resting bitch face?
Well, it's that plus. It's that plus. I swear to you, he looked at me like, what are you doing in this room? You should be dead.
Can you show us what got you two films? Can you show us that over the shoulder?
Okay.
First, there's the hand.
Oh, you put a hand on your shoulder?
See how the fingers do one by one digit? Look. That's
part of it?
That's it. That's choreography. They call it choreography, Vinny. So there's that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Diamonds, daisies, that gay. That's the look I did. That gay. They wanted a gay, and they got one. They wanted a gay who wasn't in a three-piece suit. And I walked in the suit and I felt like this with my hair
done. One more time, with the cookies. I got them in the shot.
With the hand, and then...
Yeah, that's the look.
Yep.
The cookies are all in there. Yeah, that's thanks, fantastic. Man.
Right. That's okay. It, yep, right?
And check us out on
two
Instagram.
Two Academy Award-winning films later, here we are, right?
Scott Kapoor, ladies and gentlemen, he's playing the 31st.
Yes.
What day of the week is that?
I don't know.
Next weekend, right?
Who knows? Who knows where we are right now?
I don't know. I think it's like next
drunk.
Friday.
Can I be on sugar?
You know what? It has to be next Friday because the fire aid thing has happened on the 30th, which is the Thursday. I've got it all figured out.
Are you going to that?
No, that's down in L.A.
Oh, right.
Inglewood.
Yeah. They got a lot of money down there already, don't they? Right? Isn't sending them water enough? They need money, too.
Yeah, they need it. Really, okay.
Good Jesus. Lord.
I'm
just saying.
Scott Kapoor playing January 31st.
What more do they want?
Clandestine Brewery in San Jose, February 4th at the Hearth in San Francisco.
I'm just saying.
Thank you for putting that look together for us today.
You're welcome.
Just another solid appearance.
Yeah. By the way, you are just sweating that meat out.
I'm sweating so much right now. Can you smell it?
Oh, yeah, God, the garlic. Yes,
oh,
yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Yeah. I'm nowhere near
Persian food
so.
Full of garlic and onion. Oh, my God.
See you next time.
I smell like a homeless encampment.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Da, 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 da. La, 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 la. It's all going to be cool, Febreze. Don't worry about a thing.
Boy, the la, 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 la is everywhere, isn't it? Mm.
Yeah. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, it's the same one, I see. Listen live, win contests, and get our full show podcast, including the double Scott hump day that we have going on today. It's all at RadioAlice.com.
By the way, Maddie, if you wouldn't mind, all of these cookies need to be moved to the shared space.
I haven't gone through them yet. I'm going to select some. My sister and brother-in-law are coming into town. I'm going to be like, I baked you fresh cookies.
Oh, just take them out of the wrapper and put them out.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't want them in the room with you? Why?
I feel like, you know, he left those behind to soften me up. And I'm not going to fall for it.
But there they are looking right at you.
They are looking
here,
right
give,
at
give
me.
Give them to me. I'll put them over here.
Okay.
Oh, they're really good.
I'm sure they are.
Just eat one.
What is this?
Just eat one.
What is that thing?
Eat it.
Carrying them around.
Lasagna pan. Something.
Yay.
You should have seen Scott when he got off the elevator. I mean, you thought he
just
looked...
Just a mess?
Oh, he's a frazzled mess.
He was like frazzled and holding these big thing of cookies. His hair was crazy. I'm like, well, you were out last night. But he just...
Well, you can tell.
I realized that
he smelled like meat.
Oh, boy.
He was sweating.
Meat sweats. Well, a chicken and lamb. I mean, everyone knows don't mix those, you guys.
Anyway, I also want to mention real quick, and I'd never seen these. So clearly, like there's two ways out of this building.
Yeah.
The one way you got to walk past the boss, but it's kind of a back way. Like you don't see the rest of the staff. And I went out the other way yesterday, and I see these people sitting in these phone booth looking things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I haven't been through here in I don't know how long, but
it's been a while if you haven't seen them because they've been
a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I go that way because it's closer for me to get to the bathroom. So I see them all. And it's bizarre because they have a clear, it's just a place where someone can go and be on their laptop, take a phone
call.
Well,
we have one of those shared office spaces where everything's sort of everyone's.
There's three I know of.
It's a commie workplace.
I think there are two in the bullpen or the arena, whatever it's called.
I can only see one of those. Okay. So it's the two that are in the lunchroom and there's... Yeah.
It's interesting because there was Megan, who's one of the greatest salespeople in the history of sales.
Yes.
And she's inside of it.
Yep.
And I'm like, I don't know. Can she hear me? Is she not, doesn't want to hear me?
I think that when people are in there, they're kind of in a do not disturb.
It's like the cone of silence, though.
Exactly. I was even thinking, like, if I went in there, I'd like tape a memo up on the window so that I could hide behind that. I don't want to make eye contact. I'm trying to, you know, because
like
you are
it.
On displays.
Yeah. Well, and you want to keep us, you know,
and you're up
train
a little bit higher than everybody too. Like they're,
very strange.
You're lifted up.
But I was glad to see it. And I've actually caught, you know, as we've gotten used to this new workspace, I've caught our big boss out there making like a major call in the hallway.
I know.
So now he has a place he can go. That's cool.
It is. It's great.
Because you can tell he's sort of like, oh, God, like he's trying to walk away from people.
Right.
Like, trying to,
it's like trying to do two things. I got to get away from you because I'm having a private phone call, but then I'm also out here looking for a safe place to land.
Aye, aye, aye. Anyway, All right. We got these like new phone booth things.
They're called like, they're called Room.
Whatever. This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo. Come ride and experience San Francisco's popular historic little puffer miniature steam train. It's returned to service and now runs on an expanded track around Bear Country with lake views and more. For tickets and information, visit sfzoo.org. That's sfzoo.org. All aboard! Here's what's happening. Mostly sunny today. Beautiful day in downtown San Francisco as we broadcast from the Odyssey Building, Studio 9. It is blue skies. Gorgeous out
it
there.
It is lovely.
These days have been spectacular.
They have. No sign of rain. I you know, I read a story this morning. I was like, oh, no, no, we're going to get some rain. And then I look and I'm like, no, there's nothing in any of my forecasts.
I didn't see it either. I had the same thing where they're like,
what?
Well, maybe. Let's cross our fingers. Sure. The apps aren't the most reliable way to get the weather. So let's hope that that story we read, and I think it was the Chronicle that put that out there was
don't worry,
correct.
Rain's on the way. What?
Yeah. Okay. So here's what's happening.
All right. Tell me everything.
Straight men.
Oh.
Out of 1,000 single women your age, how many would be attracted to you? Maddie, the question is to you.
1,000 women.
1,000 single women. How many are going to look you over and say, I need some of that?
I'll give that a try.
I'm going to say half, 500.
Oh, goodness. Wow, that's 500. Batting 500.
I don't know. I mean, if they, I think I win usually more on personality than looks. But
So you, they got to get to know you.
Yeah.
But if they had a chance.
But I'm not a bad looking dude. I think it's just 500 random women. I think five, maybe.
This is a guy who's never suffered. You know, this is a guy who's always had some nook available to him. That's what it has to be. You know?
Well, that's what would confidence. You say?
Yeah.
Just looking at him. You don't know him. You're just looking at him. Are you like, yeah, I would have grabbed that guy out of the audience and given him my best.
I like to think that girls are a little, you know, I don't know. I feel like it's less than half. I feel like anybody would be less. I thought about it right off the bat. I'm like, I guess you'd be glad if one out of five people.
So you don't think I'm attractive?
That is not true. I'm not saying that.
Now I'm going to be Scott and go home and cry because Sarah said I'm ugly.
That is not what I said.
Here's what we're getting at, I believe, which is the snap judge. And that snap judge often.
So you're saying it's a yes or a no?
Well, we all kind of have that thought process, even if we're not, you know, we might be married and completely not even thinking about sex.
I could hit that.
But yeah, you might still have that quick sort of back of mind thought process.
Okay, so maybe if it's a giving, you had to go yes or no,
but
I'm making
heard
that decision
through this show. Just the inner workings of the female mind on multiple levels, and I've heard the. He's short. Oh, he doesn't have his hair. Oh, you know, or the other way. At least he has his hair. Okay. So there are absolute snap judges that would go, he's not tall enough.
I have great hair, but my height might hurt me because I'm only 5'9", and I know a lot of women want.
Now, you're regular size,
men.
Though. Yeah. That is true. There is a taller guy thing. That used to be a pretty harsh snap judge.
Absolutely. The hair and the height were two things on her list.
And that's the 500 that wouldn't say I'm attractive. The other 500, how you doing?
All right, great. That's good. I actually think that's you just have a healthy self-image. I think that's good. And what I'm saying is I think that attitude comes from having had a steady stream of nook your whole life. I think that if you get turned down a lot every single time, that would chip away at your feelings about yourself. That's all.
I've had good luck.
Yeah, I've known you a long time. Steady stream.
42% of the men asked did not have high hopes and said between 1 and 25 of the women.
Oh, my God.
Well, again.
Like 0.25%.
I'm telling you, I've been around the conversation where the two first quick snap judges are height, hair. Boom. And then you might go to weight, right? I mean, what are you looking at if you're looking at some dude and it's just a snap judge? What are you looking at? You tell me.
What am I looking at?
I mean, you.
It's a quick, I'm looking at
you
his face.
John from Obscurity, and he's not tall.
No, no.
John, but he does have all his hair.
But John has gotten hotter as he's gotten older.
But he can play guitar like a mofo.
He can.
And that is on your...
Like
but, that, but you wouldn't know that.
Riot.
You would not know
you
that.
You wouldn't. I wouldn't. And frankly, I did snap judge him because I picked Whitey out of that band. I'm like, oh, hey, hot blonde dude.
Oh.
Yeah. John was more of a slow grower.
Your first choice was Whitey.
Looks wise.
Oh, yeah. That
totally
stings. Hurts me.
Listen, John had a girlfriend. He was fine. I think, I honestly feel like it's the face. I need a face that I like. Yeah, that's a good, you have a good smile, Maddie. And I actually like your hair. But it wouldn't be, like, I wouldn't be worried about somebody's thinning hair. And I'm definitely not looking for somebody ripped. Like, if you flash me your abs, I'd be, that would actually be a, in the negative column. I'm like, I do not need to be the bloated whale next to that body. I'm not the soft, fishy underbelly of a flounder next to your ripped body. Forget it.
You know, I might ask the pollsters, how many of these women are nerds? Because I unbeknownst to me, I look like some guy from Star Trek.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Trek, whatever.
Star Trek.
Whatever. And so I might do very well with the nerd women.
Yeah.
Because I do look like that guy.
I think that if you went to Comic-Con in the Jean-Luc Picard, if you went in that uniform that you wore, I feel that you would be extremely popular. You can, in fact, your wife would be super bummed if you went because she'd be having to fight the ladies off.
Anyway...
of you.
It's interesting how guys answered the question, but most weren't as cocky as Maddie.
Yeah, I
there.
Know. Like the 50% thing is actually super surprising.
Now I'm backtracking on that.
That was your thought. What do you think, Vinny? What would you say? Like, there's 1,000 women
on a snap judge.
Snap judge. What do you think? What percentage do you think is like? Yeah, I'll give that guy a shot.
Yeah, I think that would be at the most 25% at the most. And that's just hopeful, probably, based on looks alone. And I know me, though. I know I can work on people and I know that I can, you know.
You're saying you walk into a room.
I'm not hurt by that.
The people who have never seen you before, they take a look and they go, nah, or hey.
Yeah, I'm actually surprisingly confident. So I'm not saying that as like fishing for, no, you do. I'm not fishing. I'm just trying to say, I'm
surprisingly
fine.
Confident based on what?
My lack of height and lack of hair. I'm still not tripping on it.
I'm personality plus, people.
I don't, that doesn't bother me. I actually, it's fine. And hearing it from people, you kind of go like, whoa. But okay, you're allowed to do that. There are certainly guys out there who would go, her boobs aren't big enough.
Yes.
Or her butt's too big or whatever. So that does go both ways.
Oh, absolutely.
So anyway. 15% say they'd turn heads and it would only be 100 to 200 of them.
Oh, still 10 to 20%.
14% say they'd be fawned over with more, fawned as in W-N-E-D, with more than 200 of the 1,000 women being attracted to them. So it's very low.
But
most
nobody
people
came in at 50%.
Most people were more realistic about the number of
Maddie
women
is.
That would say, yeah.
It's unfortunately because there's no scenario where we can randomly put him in front of 1,000 people who
they could do a poll
never,
on Facebook.
Yeah, but that's still not the same. Yeah. You know, it's people who listen to the show. That's funny.
Some of the people, one guy said, if I walked in right now, zero of those women. But if I could shave and maybe put on some clothes, five of the women out of 1,000 would want this.
Right. Well, I wonder if that's why, you know, you got to be so careful with the photo that you put up. Like, you know, Billy went and got glamour shots.
He did.
For his dating.
Well, you know what's funny? As
profile.
I talked to him about that, because I was absent. This is my friend Billy who'd been single and decided to try the apps after I don't know how long I'd been hounding him. Get on the apps.
Right.
You're not
he divorced
gonna,
and then what,
he's
like a couple years went by?
And then he'd had some girlfriends, but he, you know, his thing is he needs to meet people naturally and then...
Oh, so he was the anti...
And he doesn't go to bars because he doesn't drink. Right. So there's just no way that he would... But then he finally went on the apps and it went well. But he's a marketing guy. So he was like, I know damn well you need to package things properly for them to... That's what marketing is.
And he was successful because he, one of the first people, yeah, she stuck with him through the Widowmaker, for God's sake.
But they're still together.
That's great.
But yes, he went and got photos taken. And I thought, you are a dork. Who would do that? And then he immediately was dating. And I went,
oh. Well, I guess I don't know.
Okay.
He's adorable.
You got to get some shots done, everyone.
Maybe. Or get, you know, borrow someone's cute dog. Go play Frisbee with it. Get some, you know, action shots.
A study found the most popular four-digit pins in America still to this day include 1234-1111-7777-6969.
Dudes.
Well, you know what pisses me off about the dudes thing there? First of all, yes, I do like that position. It's fun. Mutually enjoyable. But I also was born in 69. I might want to, I don't, but I'm saying... You know, you don't have to automatically assume that I'm thinking about the sex position. I might be referring to the year I'm born on.
Well, you could have put in 1969 then.
Good
point. The fact that you put in 6969.
I didn't put in either of those.
Yeah, are you sure about that?
I'm sure.
Are you saying you've never used 6969?
I can't say that, no, but... I don't have anything with the 6969 in it now. 1212-777-1004, as in 10-4, good buddy.
Oh.
2000, all fours, all twos, and then at the bottom of the top 10 is 6969. You guys got to do better. You just do. Find it. Find some number that you can relate to somewhere, somehow.
Yeah.
You can't go 0000. Come on.
You actually can. People are like, no idiot would ever do that. Let's try 3432. Let's try 6789. Nobody would ever do 0000. That's how you get away with it.
Any numbers that you can relate to that would be exclusive to you that someone wouldn't be able to guess.
Yeah, I do, but I don't want to say them into this microphone.
I'm talking to America, Sarah. Oh. Good Lord, people.
Just do the Rush album, 2112, obviously.
Well, there's yours.
Yep.
Hack her quick before she can change it.
No, I would never use that because I think everyone knows what a Rush fan I am.
No. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know fast, that, Vinny.
When Guns N' Roses was trying to figure out a name for the band in 1985, one of their, on the list, and we all have lists, whether you're naming your kid or your band, on the list was AIDS. Smart, guys, that you didn't choose that.
Right, you made the right choice to not to.
All that suffering. You thought that might just really sell well, huh? It's estimated that there are about 3 million ships. With
ships,
a P.
Yeah,
ships.
Like boats.
Yeah, ships. Wrecked and sitting at the bottom of the world's oceans. And they're worth billions of dollars between their artifacts and treasure. 3 million ships.
It feels like all the boats end up at the bottom of the ocean. You know, like what happens to a boat after the end? They haul it out. Is there like a boat junk? That must be a boat junkyard.
Oh, there has to. They have to break
those down.
They just
like, you know, run it through like a paper shredder and like, well, but enough of this boat. Like,
but how many ships like
fiberglass hulls? Like what happens to those? They just stack them somewhere?
In the olden days.
Yeah.
Just left port. And then
and
hit a storm
back,
and
right?
Went down like one day in. Didn't anyone? Well, no. No one. It's the olden days.
Yeah.
He can
what
only
we
do,
do
so
you
much.
You can like call a guy with the crane boat.
We're leaving with the best of intentions and hoping for the best.
And the
crossed.
Sea is vast. Like even when you have a helicopter or a plane to help search, you're not going to find anything.
There's no
landmarks. You can't even be like, do we already go over this part of the ocean? I can't tell. None of these waves look familiar.
Going in circles out there.
Right.
North Korean women
have
to get one of 18 different hairstyles that have been approved by the government.
Oh.
Men have to choose between 1 and 10. 1 out of 10.
Oh.
Approved haircuts. Which one would you like? I'll show you the shots.
I see.
I'll take the flat top.
Oh.
Or whatever.
That seems racy. The flat top. You know, I would think it'd be more like no hair to 1 inch long hair by tenth of inches.
Mm. I don't know.
I don't either.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Someone guessed one of my passwords. It's not my password. Stop it. My kid's iPad code is 1111. He's 4. Maria Martinez app. Oh. It does sound like something the kid would do.
Yeah.
You didn't even try.
My old boss, when I used to work at Radio New England Magazine, his was 2580. Right down the middle of the touchpad.
I'm really surprised.
That was a good one.
One of the top pins wasn't 8008. Because dudes, I don't get it.
Oh, it's that's boob.
Oh, if you write that out, yeah.
Oh, hilarious. Oh, that's so cute.
That would be an easy one too, because the eight's right below, right above the.
Oh, that's really cute. Oh, wait. That confidence that Maddie has is what'll get him laid.
Yeah, clearly.
Well, there's also, you know, an unrealistic thing going on there too. But I mean, I do think that
it was a very surprising number, but I'm happy that you feel that way.
Well, it said find you attractive. I don't think every woman wants to do me or date me. But...
Oh no, I think it was whether or not they wanted to do you.
Oh,
I agree with Sarah. Face first. I don't want someone in better shape than me as well. LOL.
Yeah, just a nice face. A nice face. A good smile. Kind eyes. No dumb facial hair. Please don't have like some carved beard or something. Although I am really into this guy on the Trey Tours. Never mind.
You're into Timothy Chalamet. No one can take you seriously at all.
Guy's name is Wes. Pull him up. He's from the challenge. He's got this weird beard, which I hate beards usually, but I really just dig. He looks like a Viking. I'm like, I am into this dude.
Oh.
Don't tell John though.
Why not?
Because I don't want him to know, because I've been really enjoying watching the Trey Tours without John.
Have you spent time thinking about that guy?
Yeah.
This guy? Yeah.
No, I'm thinking about him right now. Yeah.
Ah!
Good looking dude.
What's this dude's name?
Wes something? Wes Bergman.
And you like him? You like him to win the whole thing, or you just like
him? I just like the look of him.
Oh, okay.
Actually, on the Trey Tours, his beard is it's a little bit more carved and sort of wide at the bottom. It's a... Mm.
Yeah, oh, he is handsome.
Yeah, I like his eyes a lot.
Scott C. is a riot. I love your guys' interactions.
Yeah, Scott's had a couple good appearances recently.
I'm dying, LOL. Great session with Capurro. Hilarious.
Mm.
That's good. It's nice to hear the people, you know.
Yeah. I have never seen him such a wreck as he was today.
Well, and he smelled.
I hugged him. I didn't really smell it, but I was trying to hold my breath a little bit.
Pouring off of him.
Oh, boy.
Oof. Oh.
It happens, you know.
Get the showers, kid.
You drink a lot, and then you eat a lot of meat, and you don't shower yourself. Even if you do shower yourself, sometimes it doesn't matter. Sometimes people just wear food on them.
What's coming up in the trash there?
Oh, damn. I was enjoying this so much. How about a pair of Bottle Rock tickets?
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.